The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
What's on your mind for the Williston Basin Petroleum?
You're listening to What's on Your Mind, the biggest, most listened to talk show in North Dakota. And there's a reason, because we get great guests. By the way, this is Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennon. If you want to be part of the show today, you can join us at 800-228-0550. And here's just another example why everybody listens to What's on Your Mind. We have with us today Governor Jack Dalrymple. Governor, welcome to the show.
Oh, hey, good to be here, Pat. What's the story with Scott Hennon? He's just taking the day off? Or
well, you know, he's kind of a lout. He decided not to show up for work today. You know, yeah. went to the cheap side of the aisle and got free help, and yeah, away he goes.
Okay.
No, actually, Scott, he's got a graduation. His son is graduating from school today. So
that's important.
It is important. There's a lot of things important in life, but that's one of the ones that trumps everything else. So
yeah.
Anyway, welcome to the show. An exciting venue this last few days. It's exciting just to see all the attention and all the focus on North Dakota when it comes to energy play.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, this new expansion on the Civic Center in Bismarck is amazing. And, you know, I can hardly believe that they can double the size of this floor space here and just fill it right up in the very first convention. You know, I mean, obviously there's a huge demand to come here and take advantage of this facility.
No, no question about that. And obviously the attention that North Dakota is getting in the world when it comes to this is played out with just the lineup of speakers. You've got the CEO of BN coming. You've got major players from the energy industry, not only nationally but internationally. It's really something to see. And, of course, you had a chance to speak this morning. You were one of the first speakers today. What's your message to the industry as you walk forward here?
Well, I had several, you know, things that I touched on. And first, I, you know, enjoyed telling them about North Dakota and how well we're doing and the kind of recognition that we're getting nationwide for our economy in North Dakota. And I always start by pointing out that as great as oil is, there are other industries in North Dakota, and they are doing very well also. But, you know, basically they want to hear about what's going on in oil, and we had fun going over some of the big, big investments, the big commitments that have been made to this industry in the last couple of years. And literally billions and billions of dollars being invested in western North Dakota and these incredible gas plants and processing plants, an oil refinery in Dickinson. These are huge investments, but they're job creators. They're helping our whole state economy. They're helping our state revenues. And, you know, really it's a great story that's going to continue for years to come.
Well, and of course, it's not just the industries that are doing the investing. The state of North Dakota has been pretty aggressive investing in infrastructure in western North Dakota as well. I know that, you know, there's a great need and a need to continue to do that, but really some remarkable investments from the state over the last 4 years at least, and probably a story that doesn't get told often enough.
Well, that's right. And, you know, we are making an incredible commitment as a state to keep up with the level of activity. And we say that this biennium, $2.6 billion of state money is going out to the oil patch. That's more than double the amount that we had last year. And, you know, it's a huge amount of money for a state that our size. But it's going into highways, going into roads. We're helping counties directly. We're helping townships directly. We've got a big impact fund that can send money directly to any problem anywhere. Big commitment to affordable housing. All of these things are essential if we're going to keep up with this pace of development and make sure that, you know, we're not sacrificing our quality of life out west.
One of the things that I think gets forgotten in this is we talk about other parts of the country, other parts of the world, is that many of these plays, like in Texas, for example, some of those plays have been going on for 100 years. They've got the infrastructure. North Dakota really had to simultaneously build the infrastructure as development occurred. And that's a unique situation. You don't find many places where there's really greenfield development like we're seeing here.
No, that's true. I mean, we've just shot up from nowhere on this. And it's a lot different than, you know, an Eagleford formation down in Texas where they, you know, they discover some shale oil. But it's right in the middle of a huge network of pipelines and processing facilities that have been there for decades. You know, they have a capacity right there to deal with this new production. Up here, holy cow, you know, you look at McKenzie County, you know, the amount of oil that they're producing is just overwhelms like the system that was there before. And they're madly catching up. I mean, I mentioned this morning the Hess Corporation more than doubling their natural gas plant at Tioga. 250 million cubic feet of gas per day processed. It's a fantastic investment. One Oak is going to have built six natural gas plants in the last few years. So they're making the commitments. They are doing it. The pipelines are getting built. But like you say, it's a mad dash to, like, you know, keep up with it all.
Well, and the thing that it feels like, and maybe I'm wrong, but as we talk about everything that's happened over the last few years, you know, you got 1,000 new housing units opening up this spring in Watford City. You've got 1,000 more they're going to build there yet this year. You talk about the fastest growing new housing market in the country. You talk about the investment in roads, infrastructures, and schools. It seems like it's starting to converge a little bit, where we now are beginning to be able to talk about, not only in terms of the development, where that first well is kind of everywhere it needs to be, and now it can happen at a little more orderly pace, but also the gas infrastructure, the pipeline infrastructure, the not only the industry needs, but also the people needs in the state of North Dakota. It's all starting to kind of, we're not there yet, but it feels like it's starting to all come together.
Well, I think that's right. I'm out in western North Dakota frequently and, you know, talk to people. And it really does help them, I think, to be able to see, you know, with their own eyes that there is an addition being built on the school. And there is a bypass that's being built around the city, like around Watford City or Newtown. And, you know, they can see, like, apartment buildings sprouting up, you know, on the edge of town, like one right after another. And it really helps people to be able to see that, you know, these things are coming. You know, they're definitely moving in, and they don't have to wonder, you know, whether that response is going to be there. But, you know, we have to be aware in western North Dakota of how hectic life has become in some places. There's no question about it. We've all been out there. We've experienced the traffic. And, you know, it's a bustling place. It's not like it used to be. And we have to, you know, be mindful that folks would really like to hang on to their quality of life where they live as much as is humanly possible. And that's what we're committed to.
And that's really a balance. I grew up in western North Dakota. I mean, I get what you're saying. At the same time, we couldn't sustain or stay on the course we were on, which is decline. The town I grew up in was virtually a ghost town. Now they've got a frac sand delivery station there. And so there's actually jobs in Douglas, North Dakota, which is a hoot to guys like me that grew up there. So you're right. We want to try to keep that the best way, but this is certainly better than what the alternative was. What can North Dakota, western North Dakota, expect in the next legislative session? Obviously, rightfully so, I don't think the special session was timely. Some planning needs to go into that. But what kind of commitment from you and the legislature do you think these folks, because we're not done out there yet. We've made a big investment. We're making progress out there. But what kind of investment and what kind of commitment do you think the people in western North Dakota can expect from you and the legislature going forward?
Well, I think everybody agrees that we need to continue to make a big commitment to the western part of the state. You know, I like to remind people, though, that, you know, in the 2013 session, I don't think we should, like, you know, be too harshly critical of our legislature, because they, you know, they more than doubled the amount of revenue going out west. I think they did a good job. It's just that it's a very rapidly moving target, and you know, the car keeps pulling away from you every day. And so we know that we're going to have to make another big commitment again to Western North Dakota. I've told people that I'm, you know, willing to look at the oil tax distribution formula itself and talk about, you know, ways to get more revenue to the cities and counties out west, and other ways as well.
Governor, I know you're on a tight schedule today. I really appreciate you stopping by and visiting with us today. Our guest has been Governor Jack Dalrymple, talking about the big, you know, the big play here in North Dakota, which is the Bakken, and we're celebrating that during the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. We'll be back with more in just a few minutes.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Ertz Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and two heated bays. Do folks need to call ahead, Megan?
Absolutely not. It's first come, first serve, but please call us for wait times. Our phone number is 701-628-1550.
How's things going?
Very well. We've been getting busy now that spring has sprung. As you had mentioned, we are starting to get busier and busier every day.
The North Dakota Truck Wash on the Truck Bypass south of Senex, Stanley. Come on in.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? Wilson Basin Petroleum Conference. Our coverage this week is brought to you by Montana Furniture and Mercantile, Larson Engineering, and Ide Bailey at the Bismarck Civic Center. Pat Finken in for us. Scott Hennin today. Hey, thank you, Todd. I appreciate that. For those of you that are wondering what happened just there, that's called Todd filling in so Pat forgot to read the sponsor liners throughout the show today. So
anyway, I had you covered. You didn't need to do that.
There's a system on the computer out here that is a chat line, and every time I come out of a break, there's a line there that he forgot the sponsor line again. So I've taken my spanking. I'll be well
in what you do in your real job. I'm getting that part, but there we go.
I will behave going forward. No question about that. So, I got to tell you, it's been a great show so far. A lot of good information about the Wall Street view of what's going on here, but also to get Ron in here to talk about what's going on in terms of the conference itself. But beyond that, there's just so much stuff going on with the whole evolution and revolution of what's happening in North Dakota in energy and kind of what's coming next, new technologies. It never seems like we quite ever get a handle on exactly how good a play this could be. Every time we turn around, there's new technologies, new discovery, new ways to get it out of the ground. It's really remarkable. And why that is important, and I know that a lot of folks are fatigued by what's happened in this rapid ramp up, so they think, oh no, more of the same. That's not the case. The infrastructure, the people, the kind of development is changing. It's moving to a more stable, mature phase. The good news is that there's not an opportunity for decline over the next while. That's always, when you look at oil plays, of course, the first day the oil well produces, it's big, and then it starts to decline. North Dakota has just seen what should be a 25-year trajectory where we can count on the development of oil in this state. But beyond that, then as we get into all this ancillary natural gas processing, the liquids out of that being converted to other chemicals and fertilizers and all plastics and all the other things that happen, it just makes for a very bright future. I know it's kind of difficult now as we're in this growing phase, especially since we didn't have a lot of infrastructure in place where the oil was, but as we're coming through this, and you heard the governor talk about, while there's more to do, we're starting to make good progress on those kinds of things, and it's starting to get to a point where it really will come together nicely. But enough about that. It's time for our weekly town hall, statewide radio town hall with Representative Kevin Kramer. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you, Pat.
Hey, if you've got calls, by the way, or questions for the representative, you can reach us at 800-228-0550. So, interesting week in Washington. Lots going on.
Yeah, although I have to tell you, there's a lot going on, and there is a lot going on. That Defense Authorization Act that we're going to probably vote on tomorrow, some amendments that are very important to North Dakota that we introduced, and one that we debated late last night, several human trafficking bills we passed. But it's hard to be in Washington knowing that you're in Bismarck with, about 6,000 people that are important to North Dakota's future and their economy. But important work's happening in both places.
Well, I have to tell you, it's an exciting time to be here. In fact, Ron was just in just the paid attendance for the conference itself, the full ride conference. They went over 4,100 people last night. They're going to get several hundred more today. That doesn't include people that are just buying tickets to come see Sean Hannity or all the school kids that go. I mean, we're clearly going to exceed 5,000 people in Bismarck for this show. And of course, more important to that is the business of what's going on here, the discussions on rail safety, on flaring, on new technologies, all of the things trying to make a better world out of this play here in North Dakota.
Well, it's very cool, and all of the things that you've described not only make the world better because it makes it safer and it makes us more secure, but it obviously presents tremendous economic opportunity. And one thing about economic opportunity, it's usually built on somebody solving a problem or somebody meeting a need or a demand, and we know there's a lot of need and demand out there. And this morning, in fact, I spent about my first hour of the morning visiting with the National Crop Insurance Organization that's meeting here to talk about the Farm Bill, and I was honored to be their breakfast guest and speaker this morning. And I, one of the things I told them, because everybody's abuzz about energy in North Dakota, and I said that the thing that we have that's so fantastic is we have an agrarian background, and we understand the importance of global markets. We understand the importance of stewardship of natural resources. We understand the movement of goods and commodities, and the role that the that global markets play in that, as well as local economic opportunity. And we apply those principles that we grew up with in agriculture to energy. And frankly, I think it's what's made North Dakota so much better at it than a lot of other places.
Well, and actually that speaks to one of the topics we've been talking about, not only in terms of that raw commodity, but, you know, we're entering an era now where value added is the key to not only growing our economy, but to help relieve some of the stresses on transportation, on making the most of this, whether it be plastics or natural gas liquids or compressed natural gas, whatever, liquefied natural gas, whatever it is, all those things are lending itself to a bigger opportunity, and in many of these things, a cleaner opportunity here in North Dakota.
Well, you know, you've touched on some really neat things, and it's clearly where we want to be. You know, you talk about plastics, and I remember back, you know, in the 90s, even when I was Director of Economic Development and Finance, one of the target industries that we had identified with, you know, sort of a target within the target was plastics. And the reason for that is, and we learned this through Dakota Growers Pasta, that when you take a commodity that's heavy and you turn it into a product that is in high demand in the marketplace, that is lighter weight, like taking durum and turning it into pasta, or taking gas and petroleum products and turning it into plastics, you've now taken advantage of our central location in the North American continent and the hub of transportation, if you will. Whereas certain things, when you make them heavier, of course, transportation becomes a problem. But when you make them lighter, it becomes an advantage. And those are just a couple of the examples that where we've gone from, you know, our prowess in agriculture. You're right, understanding the commodity, but then also understanding value added and what value you can add that makes sense in a marketplace. Sometimes you add value and it doesn't make sense, you know. But obviously, then you get to the issue of certainly fertilizer, where we actually have a big market. Obviously, you take oil and refine it into diesel fuel, where we have a major market in North Dakota. It makes sense. And so we're learning a lot, but boy, is it good to be us, Pat.
Yeah, no question about that. And again, that's not to ignore the challenges. There are challenges out here, but we are slowly working through that. And the long haul is that we're going to be very well positioned to be a major player long into the future, not just in production of energy, but also in how we translate that into value added. But enough about that. I do want to move on to some of the stuff that's going on. Obviously, a lot of news out in D.C. One of them is, I think I read where the WARDA bill was passed out of the House this week and may well hear it have its day in the Senate this week and likely to pass there. Tell us what that's going to do for North Dakota.
Well, first of all, the WARDA bill, it's so funny because
Representative
stands for Water Resources Development Act, although
Kevin,
this year we added.
Kevin, I'm going to have to come back to you after the break.
Right,
let's answer that question in just a few minutes. You're listening to What's on Your Mind, and the number to call is 800-228-0550 if you want to be part of the show.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Beautify your North Dakota home with the look of the West. Visit the new Montana Furniture and Mercantile Showroom in Bismarck. Find unique furnishings crafted from reclaimed wood, hickory, juniper, old wagon wheels, and they specialize in Western copper, leather, and hide. It's furniture built to last. Rugged, beautiful furnishings in the new Montana Furniture and Mercantile Showroom. Find them on the Gulf Block, 508 Main Street in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What's on your mind? We are live from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Coverage brought to you by Montana Furniture and Mercantile, Larson Engineering, and Ida Bailey off at the Bismarck Civic Center. Pat Finken.
Thank you, Todd, and welcome back to the show. This is What's on Your Mind, Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennen. Our number to call is 1-800-228-0550, and a great show today. And, of course, capping it off today is our weekly town hall meeting with Representative Kevin Kramer. Sorry to cut you off there. Hard breaks, they kind of sneak up on you when you're not doing this every day.
I get it, man, but you got to pay the bills, so some advertisers got to get on there.
Welcome to free enterprise.
I love it, baby.
So let's go back to the water bill.
The Water Resources Development Act. And, Pat, what's interesting, you know, WRDA is a tradition, of course. It's an authorization bill that authorizes major water projects around the country. But what's happened over the years is this authorization has gotten to be, more years between authorization bills. There's going to be more and more projects to the point where there's so many projects authorized, way more than there's money to pay for, that it really required some reforms. And so this WRDA bill actually adds a second R to it. So it's Water Resources and Reform Development Act. But for North Dakota, it's very important for two main reasons. The first one being that it authorizes the Red River Diversion Project, which is a flood control, of course, project that protects Fargo and the surrounding area from the perennial flooding that seems to take place along the Red River, at least when there's major flooding. So it's important in that regard. But WRDA traditionally is important because it's one of the major transportation infrastructure authorizations bills, much like the highway bill. But WRDA, of course, authorizes a lot of major ports and developments at the various harbors and ports that move our products overseas or into international markets. So it's a bill that comes out of the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, which is the same committee that now will take up work on a major highway bill, and we need a long-term highway authorization bill that, is adequately funded to maintain and, develop our highway infrastructure. So WERDA is flood protection and water transportation development. The other amendment that, in the bill that's very important, and this is something that Senator Hovind really has worked hard on for years, we've been successful in appropriations bills, and now we finally got into the WERDA authorization bill, and that is to ensure that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is not allowed to charge North Dakota or any other Upper Missouri River Basin state or communities for the storage of what they consider storage of excess water in the reservoirs. And the reason that's so important is, first of all, they shouldn't be allowed to do it, as far as I'm concerned, based on the Constitution, which says that water's your water while it's flowing through your state. But secondly, that was part of the deal when they built the dams, when what was then called the Pick Sloan projects, the dams like the Garrison Dam, that we'd have access to that water for irrigation, municipal and industrial development, things like that. And so we were able to get an amendment into this bill that does not allow the Corps to do that. And the reason it's important is because the Corps has proposed it. And because the Corps has proposed charging us for water out of the Missouri system, it has a, what we call a score in Congress, which means it has a price tag. In other words, the fact that they've proposed charging means that now when we put an amendment like this on a bill, it means that we are now robbing, if you will, the federal government of resources that they're entitled to. Well, the fact of the matter is they're not entitled to those resources, and we wanted to make sure that that was clear in law.
No, and I, for all those reasons, an important bill for North Dakota, not necessarily with the money attached to it, but, certainly right. Authorization is a huge step for flood relief in the Fargo area, and, of course, pushing back on the Corps on charging for that water. When you think about the impacts on the tribal lands, you know, that's a big, big deal. That wasn't going to just affect oil producers. That was going to affect anyone in the tribal lands along the river. A huge victory for North Dakota. We just got to get it through the Senate, and prospects seem to look pretty good over there, don't they?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. This is a bill that passed. This is the conference report. Now, remember, this is the compromise that came of both the House and the Senate bills, the conference committee getting together, negotiating the differences, coming up with this agreement. And so it got 412 votes in the House. There were only 5 votes against it. I expect a similar margin, if not greater, in the Senate. So I don't think we'll have any trouble. That vote is tomorrow, and then I would expect the president will sign it shortly after that.
So the other hot topic, and I'm sure you have many that you're working on, but the other hot topic was this growing scandal coming out of the VA service and the care that our veterans are receiving and, some of the shortcomings that we're starting to see in that system. And we all know that it, you know, that there are always challenges to providing adequate resources, but it's taken a step towards the dark side a little bit here.
Boy, has it ever. And I just watched a good part of the president's speech this morning on it, which was woefully inadequate in my view. He talked about it being a decades-old problem, which is a passing the buck, if you will, to previous administrations when he's been president for 5 years, ran on this very issue, said he was going to handle it, and today he said, well, we're working really hard on it. And it's like, are you kidding me? This is a scandal that is not eluding anybody. I don't know how come it can be eluding him. He hasn't talked about it. This is the first time he's talked about it since it was first brought up 23 days ago again. So we're actually going to pass a bill out of the House today called the Department of Veterans Affairs Management Accountability Act of 2014. And that, basically what that bill does is it gives the Secretary of Veterans Affairs more authority to fire people. One of the problems in the government is that it's very difficult to fire incompetence and downright corruption. And so we're going to pass a bill today. I expect that it's going to pass easily. You never know in this place, but it does have 132 bipartisan co-sponsors. If this bill passes overwhelmingly, and it's on what's called suspension, Pat, and what that is, that's Washington speak for, there are no amendments that are going to be allowed. It means that it's going to require a two-thirds majority to pass. When you don't allow amendments, it takes two-thirds majority to pass. It may very well, you know, pass on a voice vote. I don't know, but we're going to bring it up on the floor today, pass it out, and if that happens, it'll have a lot of momentum going over to the Senate, and if they would pass it in similar fashion, it puts a lot of pressure on the president to sign it and say, listen, we've got to stop talking about these problems and say we're, quote, working hard at solving them when we have veterans that are dying waiting for care at VA hospitals around the country.
Well, the argument can be easily made in this that there is no responsibility. I mean, in this kind of a situation, with the way this transpired, it wasn't just a lack of resources. It was actually an opportunity or an effort to try and hide the problem. And when you get into that situation, the fact that, you know, quite frankly, that some heads don't roll, that does not speak well for accountability in government, that people aren't held to do their job. And then when there are problems, make sure that we work on solving them instead of sweeping them under the table.
Well, when you've watched what's happened with the IRS scandal and their targeting of conservative groups, and many of the people that were involved in IRS scandal are getting bonuses, and when you consider that there are people getting bonuses at the IRS who haven't even paid their own taxes, it's hard to have trust that the executive branch of government, regardless of who the president is going to carry through on any accountability here. So we really felt the need to do this, to offer up this bill. Like I said, it's got bipartisan support among the co-sponsors. I expect it'll pass with more than a two-thirds majority. Who knows, maybe a lot more. We need to restore confidence in our government, and this is one way that we're going to try to do it in the House today.
Well, by the way, if you want to ask the congressman a question about what's going on in D.C. or whatever fanciful question you might have, you can join us at 1-800-228-0550. That's 1-800-228-0550. The other things that are going on, obviously, are also something we want to pay attention to. But you touched on the whole IRS scandal. And, I actually are participating in one of those 501c3 or C4 groups.
Oh, sure.
And it took us 2 years jumping through hoop. I mean, we were given excuse after excuse after excuse for why things weren't happening. It never was no. It was just slow play. And they literally took them 2 years to do what they were, and I suspect if they hadn't gotten caught doing this, we'd still be waiting for approval on that group. That just shows you, this was all about the, because if they said no, they create a scandal. If they say yes, they don't want that. And in the end, they just slow played it. And it wasn't until it came to light that the pressure started, and they started to have to play by the rule and by the law of the land.
Well, Pat, there's no question that one of the ways that the bureaucracy can impose its will is to simply slow down the process of permitting or validating, certifying, depending on what their authority is. And they do that a lot. The bureaucracy does that a lot. And the VA is an example, much like the IRS, again, where it's the slow go. Now, I will tell you, we're so fortunate in North Dakota, and I don't think that we're naive, but we're blessed in that our federal employees that work in North Dakota, whether it's for the IRS or I think about even some of the natural resources agencies like the BLM or Forest Service. We really have good people, and our VA people are among the best. In fact, the Veterans Affairs, the Veterans Hospital in Fargo, they do a lot of the backlog work that's the result of other states. They do it for the other states because they're so efficient at it. Sometimes they worry that they do it, sort of to the detriment of our own veterans and our own patients. But so we don't always see it. Now, you witnessed it because, of course, as we've learned through this IRS process, it wasn't just local mischief that was creating the problem. It was not, and nor was it Ohio mischief. This was Washington, D.C., ordered holdup. But when you start using the IRS, the power of the IRS, considering all the influence and the information that they have at the IRS to target political opponents of an administration, and I don't care if it's Republican, Democrat, or any other party, that is very dangerous territory. It needs to be dealt with, and unfortunately, it hasn't been dealt with very effectively. Now, as you know, Lois Lerner, the famous Lois Lerner that has pled the fifth twice in front of congressional hearings, has been held in contempt. We had a bipartisan vote to hold her in contempt of Congress. There was a bipartisan vote to recommend prosecution by the United States Attorney for the District of Columbia. And so, again, this is something that even Democrats have recognized that, wait a minute, we don't ever want this happening to our side. We ought not have it happen to the other side either.
No, no question about that. Is that, this is, again, getting playing by the rules. But one of the things that, and by the way, we've got a caller, John, that we're going to go to right after the break. So hopefully you can stick around and take John's question here in a minute. But this is not
this is not inconsistent with what this administration has practiced. Coming in, promising the most transparency and actually delivering the other side, even to where his friends complain about the fact that the media, anyway, is not getting the straight story from this administration. So this is not inconsistent with what we've seen over the last 5 years. We'll be back with Representative Kevin Cramer in just a few minutes. You're listening to What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, provides current, accurate, detailed weather data for North Dakota. It consists of more than 70 automated weather stations across North Dakota and border regions of surrounding states. Weather data is retrieved daily from each station, checked for validity, and made available early each morning on the NDON website, ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu. This website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models to help soybean farmers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council encourages all soybean farmers to check out the NDON website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
What's on your mind? The Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. The oil and gas industry in North Dakota brings us 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, energy security.
Find out all about that at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Our coverage from the Bismarck Civic Center brought to you by Montana Furniture and Mercantile, Larson Engineering, and Ide Bailey. Back at Studio Central, I'm Todd Mitchell, and off the Bismarck Civic Center in for Scott Hennin today so he could be at his son's graduation is Pat Finken.
Well, thank you, Todd. Appreciate the introduction. Our time's wrapping up. It always amazes me how fast our time goes when we have this time together. Our guest is Representative Kevin Kramer for his weekly town hall meeting. And, Kevin, right before the break, we took a call from John. Let's do that first, and then I want to come back and talk about some other legislation. John, welcome to the show. Did you have a question for the congressman?
Yes, thank you. Congressman Kramer, Congress.
Hi, John.
I'm a vet of 42 years.
Thank you.
Now you, this whole VA thing, now we're going to, our hair's on fire, we're going to throw money at it, we're going to throw regulations, rules, we're probably going to hire more people. I mean, this octopus, and why not give the people that qualify for VA hospital benefits, give them a card and shut the whole thing down?
John, you raise an issue that is often discussed and rarely enacted, largely because one of the things I can tell you, and you could probably help me understand this probably better than a lot of folks, but one of the things I have noticed in dealing with vets and visiting with vets, and I have a Veterans Advisory Council, is, and I think this is true especially of, well, I don't know if this is a fair statement, but I've noticed a lot among the veterans that come back from the war on terror, that there is something very special to them about being treated by people who understand their situation, the uniqueness of the issues, especially mental health issues related to veterans' personal experience. And so there's something to be said about that infrastructure that is sort of specific and special to veterans. That said, John, I will tell you I have been a very strong advocate for a more efficient distribution of medical services to our veterans, and that includes obviously all medical services. I know of very specific stories of veterans in Bismarck, for example, who've approached me and will say, whenever I get sick or whenever I get an injury, I have to drive all the way to Fargo. They reimburse me to drive to Fargo. When I could go to someplace, to a clinic right here in Bismarck for less money and just as good a care. I hear these stories over and over, and I ask this very question you're asking, not about necessarily shutting it down, but how we can more efficiently distribute these services. We're building more, frankly, veterans clinics in the more rural places further out from the main hospitals to help do that distribution. But then they're not allowed really to cooperate very well with local medical services, hospitals, and clinics. It's a very inefficient system that needs a lot of reform, not necessarily a lot more money in it. So I agree with you there.
And John, thank you very much for your call. I have to agree with John in this, is that it's always boggled my mind that we start this new program, a new service, you know, whether it be for veterans or for care facilities, or rather than making the ones we have strong and work better, we seem to add to it. Obamacare is just another example of that. So I get where John's coming from. But before we lose you today, and we're running out of time, I do want to talk about something that you've been working very hard on, and that is the human trafficking legislation that you proposed in the House.
Yeah, we passed five bills this week, and you know that my colleague Eric Paulson from Minnesota is taking the lead on a number of these bills. We had a town hall, a roundtable a couple of weeks ago in Williston with Attorney General Wayne Stengem and a number of local and federal law enforcement officials, as well as victims advocacy groups, faith-based community. And what our bills that we passed this week do more than anything is it empowers local enforcement. Probably the main bill, the bill that I cared the most about, is a bill that ensures that victims are treated as victims and not as defendants. So oftentimes a young girl or a woman that's been trafficked, if they become an informant to turn in, you know, the bigger actors, the Johns, the pimps, the whoever it might be, the traffickers, they end up
being prosecuted themselves for crimes that they've committed while under the jurisdiction, or if you will, under the influence of a trafficker. That's fundamentally wrong. And so we're trying to create more safe harbor bills, not bills that spend more money, but that empower victims, empower local law enforcement, and work with local law enforcement. The other thing is that a bill called the SAVE Act, which is makes it a federal crime if you knowingly profit from advertising for sex services. And that's very common on the internet, Pat. And I know there are people that are concerned about, right to free speech, but there's nothing in the Constitution that guarantees you the right to hurt people or engage in crimes by paying for advertising. So it's a $32 billion a year industry. So we passed a number of bills to try and get to the issue. As we know, we've seen a growing concern in North Dakota. We're seeing it everywhere in the country. It's an international crime. It's a heinous crime. It's hard to believe that can even be happening in our communities, but it is. And we just want to make sure that our country and our states are well positioned to deal with it.
No, no question. It is obviously in North Dakota atop of the fold right now, but this is a problem that's existed a long time and something that we have to deal with all over this country. Representative Kramer, thank you very much for your time today. It's been great having you on, and again, thank you for the town halls. It's always great to get the straight scoop from D.C.
I always appreciate the opportunity. Thanks.
You there, driving a rig. How goes it? With each passing mile, does it seem like you're leaving something behind? Like your future? If so, there's someone who wants you. Nuvera Environmental Solutions, formerly Power Fuels. We're in North Dakota, in the Bakken oil fields, the part of the country that's been in the news. Nuvera is making our own news. We're a company putting energy into sustainability in the oil fields. What does that mean? That means you can drive for a company that actually cares about the environment while caring just as much about your paycheck. Start with a generous signing bonus that's part of a commission-based salary. So the better you work, the more you make. Get amazing benefits, even for family members living out of state, along with healthy servings of our 401k program, flexible work schedules, and vacations. Drive smarter. Drive for Nuvera. Visit nuvera.com/careers or call 701-842-3618. That's 701-842-3618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.